Question 32. Why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Matthew 15, 1 through 14, and Mark 7, 1 through 9. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, unwashed hands, they found fault, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said, Why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Jesus made a distinction between tradition and commandment. Over the years, the leaders of the synagogue added to the law rules to help one obey it. Jesus called these additions burdens. God spoke about these additions in no uncertain terms. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live, and go in, and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Deuteronomy 4. From the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, when Eve added, Neither may we touch it, to the commandment, Thou shalt not eat of it, the practice of adding rules continues today. As the rules of man become, over time, the way we've always done it, they're firmer and more ensconced as tradition. Later in the Scripture, Jesus called these traditions the commandments of men. Ye hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Here Jesus labeled the ones who make and teach these traditions as hypocrites. Knowing he doesn't use words unwisely, why did he consider them to be hypocrites? The definition of hypocrite is actor, pretender, or phony. What then is the pretense they made? What is the pretense we make when we change God's law even the slightest bit? The pretense is whom we serve. When we obey our law, we serve ourselves. We only pretend to serve God and obey His law. Authorship must be intact for the commandments of God to be pure. We must be obeying our Heavenly Father when we do whatever we do. Not only do we find it self-gratifying to serve under our own set of laws, but these laws of our own making obscure to ourselves and to others our disobedience to the spirit of the law of God. As Jesus went on to give examples, he showed how the tradition only appeared to serve the laws of God, but in truth, it bypassed them. Are there any traditions you keep and hold dear that the Spirit of God has prompted you to investigate? The authorship of the commandments is an important aspect. The Apostle James said, For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Why is this so? Because, as he says later, there is one lawgiver. John said, Sin is the transgression of the law. Transgression against the law is sin only because the law is the commandment of God. Obedience is a tribute to the lawgiver. When the author of the law changes, the tribute of obedience changes as well. Just as disobedience to the law is accounted as disobedience to the author of the law, Obedience to the law can only be accounted as obedience to the author of that law. If our traditions are the commandments by which we live, we, as authors, are obeying our own law. Therefore, we serve only ourselves, no matter how honorable our actions are. We're only pretending to serve God, but in reality, we're hypocrites. We serve ourselves. This sin compounds itself when we lay guilt upon those around us for violating our traditions, and yet feel totally at ease while the commandments of God are broken. We herald the virtue of doing things our way, while God's way is neither known, nor followed, nor taught. We claim to be God's children, all the while we obey only our own law. This is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Now the hypocrisy that Jesus saw becomes clearer to us. We're only pretending to do God's will when we are, in reality, doing our own will. What we want to do is to appear to be followers of God as His dear children. In truth, we are but doing what our family wants, doing what our denomination wants, or worse yet, doing only what we want. All the while we shame others for not doing so. We should not write law or tradition, nor should we trust our own desire to serve God. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We cannot make and follow our own ways or traditions, however noble they may be, and please God. When these elders condemned the disciples of Jesus for not washing their hands, Jesus couldn't care less. He knew two things. This was only a tradition of man's making, and this tradition had covered up a greater sin that lay beneath the facade. Transgression against the law often hides beneath obedience to our own traditions. Jesus saw through this convoluted web and exposed it and the spiders that had spun it. Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They're blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Traditions have a place, but they're never to occupy the allegiance of your heart. Traditions are never to obscure the pure Word of God, the living voice of your Savior within. If you find yourself in transgression because of traditions, no matter how old or honorable they may be, drop them like they were a hot iron. Immediately lay aside the hindering traditions that blind you, for you are most assuredly bound for the ditch with others in your tow. It is not always easy to identify the traditions that transgress. They are sometimes discovered only after damage has been done or by seeing objectively others snarled in them. Sometimes they originate from the most well-meaning people and even fathers of the faith, but nevertheless, they will blind your understanding, undermine God's purpose and plan for you, or just entangle, hinder, and ultimately discourage you. Take great care to examine and analyze the things you do and why you do them, especially the things about which you make harsh judgments about others and yourself. Take care that you're not twisting the Bible's words and wringing your traditions out of the Scripture and then ignoring the messages which flow from the Scriptures plainly, so plainly as to be understood by a 12-year-old. You need to listen to the author of the Scriptures and wait for the sweet witness of His Spirit. It is your only assurance to avoid the painful answer to His question, "Why do you transgress the commandment of God by your traditions?"